Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Off we go with another hour of focus on the world of news talk radio. I guess to a point, I'm considered somewhat of an expert because I've been a disciple of Michael Harrison's, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. And as his disciple over the last 20-odd years and having done a program that focuses on what the big hits are, we're happy to have Michael here with us to lend his expertise. We talk about the stories that have been drilled from the experiences that his staff has had listening to the podcast and some of the live shows of some of our better talk people around the country. So we have the list of the top 10 stories, topics, if you will, and the people being discussed. So Michael is here, even though he has a 118-degree temperature. He's just about to breathe, not able to breathe, but because he's such a trooper, he's here to go through the stories with us. Wow.
Right, it's 172 degrees.
172 degrees, wow.
Just set the record, yeah.
My God.
And with you being my disciple, my goodness, it makes me sound kind of devilish.
As long as we're not going to the Last Supper together, we're okay.
So, well, speaking of hot, there's a lot of hot stories going on. That Donald Sterling case stays pretty hot at number 10. And with it, we have all kinds of sports. Major League Baseball is talked about everywhere. Of course, the basketball and the hockey season finals are taking place. And the big, big story is the NFL draft, which is a whole sporting event unto itself. That NFL is amazing how they market and package.
How smart were the people that produced that movie with Kevin Costner? It was out a couple of weeks ago called Draft Day. It has stayed pretty steady in the number of people that have seen it, but this weekend, the first of the NFL. I actually happened to be going out to dinner after town meeting here in Framingham. A couple of us went over to a sports bar for a while to watch the draft as the draft got underway. And everybody was surprised because the Heisman Trophy winner, what's his name, Manziel? Johnny Manziel, is that how you pronounce it?
I'm not sure.
He was unselected.
Manziel.
Thank you, Richie. After the 22nd pick, he wasn't, and it was all over social media, Michael. That's the thing about what we talk about and how it's mitigated. So many of these things not only come from what you hear conversationally with the hosts and maybe callers, but all the input. And sports talk radio seems to be abundantly interested, maybe more so even than traditional news talk radio, in that it is affected by all of the things that are on Twitter and Facebook and Pinterest and Instagram. It's really, as we get started here, you and I go back 20-some-odd years, and this program's been on the air for a long time. Man, what we've talked about has changed how we talk about it and what we talk about because of the influence of this stuff. And maybe I just look at the Twitter thing before Manziel gets drafted is the Twitter at before Manziel gets drafted. Where in the world would we have been with that even 10 years ago?
That's amazing. What it's done is it's really sped up communications.
Yeah.
And it's made everything go faster, deeper, and you can never get away from it. Mm-hmm. We as a result of it, we're all stressed out. People are running.
Yep.
You talk to people and you say, how you doing? They're probably going to tell you they're tired.
Yeah.
Working hard.
Yep.
Working hard, making less.
Yeah.
So there's some wonderful things about this heightened communication that we're living with, but there's some real, real prices to pay.
Well, all of our lives have changed. I had a test this week because I think I told you when we had dinner last week, I wasn't feeling great, and I hadn't for a couple of months, and I had an endoscopy and found out I have an ulcer. And I would never have thought that I would have an ulcer, but the amount of stress involved in doing the things that I do in my life, the same as you, we all are up against it in a manner of speaking, but we keep going on. And I'm a happy guy for the most part. I was shocked that that's what they found was wrong with me. I thought it was just some little, I mean, it's not a big thing, but
You don't know whether in your case, it could just be something that's caused by a chemical or a physical problem, because you don't strike me as the kind of guy that walks around getting ulcers from stress. But your body, your mind and your body can be operating on two different planes.
Well, then the mind controls the body, as most people now understand.
Yeah, yeah, but we don't know what part of our mind controls the body.
Yeah.
The subconscious mind is so much larger and greater and deeper. It's like it's like the mind is like the top of the ocean, and the subconscious mind is everything under the surface.
Yeah.
And yeah, the fact of the matter is, I wouldn't be surprised if in the last 10 years there's an increased incidence of colitis, ulcers, all types of gastro diseases, heart attacks, blood pressure, the things that come from stress.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, people are stressed out more than I have ever seen.
Yeah.
And it's a very subtle, insidious thing. It's not because, oh my gosh, there's a war, or oh my gosh, there's a drought. It's, oh my gosh, how many emails did I not
answer
today?
Exactly. How much did
I mail, you know, that type of thing.
We become like zombies, and we're not only as adults going through this, what are we teaching our children when it comes to this sort of thing?
Really, I think the millennials, which are the 20 to 30 year olds, are caffeinated and one of the most stressed out generations of young people in history. This is a serious issue, and I don't know whether we should devote the whole hour to this, but this is really the pop cultural backdrop of our times.
Well, you know what, I think is a good idea, if I may. Let's take each of the top 10 stories and let's you and I discuss how they are impacted or affected by the kind of communication that comes as a result of us all being sort of connected to the digital media, whether it's a smartphone, I was going to call it a fast phone, a smartphone, the computers, all of the things that we have access to that make it, as you've suggested, it makes it stressful. If something happens and you don't know about, why didn't get my trip? Why didn't the news thing flash? Why? And it's creating, it's really a monstrous problem. All right, so
anxiety. It creates anxiety.
Yeah, it sure does.
The word is anxiety. There's no rest or escape from it. I don't know if every one of these can be connected to that. But you can try it. Number nine, we have the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which I've been to a couple of them in my life, and really do not look forward to ever going to another one. It's a one-time thing.
Yeah, it's fun for a time or two. I've been to as well, but
it's as close to BS as anything I've ever seen in my
life.
It's actually a disgrace, but that's neither here nor there. I found myself just very uncomfortable at it. It's a circus, and it's with people that shouldn't ever be at circuses. And that's tied with Condoleezza Rice withdrawing from a Rutgers speech, another example of, I guess, incivility in our society.
Well, intolerance as well. It's just, the woman, whether you agree or not, she gave up on it. I was sort of surprised that she gave up. I would have thought she'd have stayed there and just weathered the storm, because she does, whether you agree with her or not, that's the problem. It doesn't take away from her having something to say. She has a wealth of experience. A lot of things have happened in her life that are great stories. So why should she be put off, especially when you consider there were so few people that were actually there that didn't want her to speak? Most everybody wanted her to speak.
Well, that's one of the things that really is the, when the small group ruins it for the big group.
Right.
You know, let the tyranny of the minority.
See,
I mean, we must protect minorities. I don't mean racial minorities. I just mean numbers. We have to protect minorities in this country, but you cannot allow the minority to take control.
No, there's a backlash, though, to the students. And where that happens, I think we ought to encourage it. Students need to, there are protesters, and there are protesters against the protesters, and that kind of a backlash ought to be supported. Let's pause for a moment here, Michael, and then we'll continue looking at, or actually, because this isn't a television program, or you can find the list at talkers.com and also at dougstefan.com, the charts for the week of May 5th to the 9th, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Did you know the average family throws away an estimated $2,500 of food each year? Want to save that money? Well, now you can with your own freeze dryer. Right, a freeze dryer from Harvest Right allows you to freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, even full meals, and save a bundle. Don't throw away leftovers. Freeze dry them with an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Go to harvestright.com to see how the amazing freeze dryer works. Again, that's harvestright.com.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Today, 85% of Americans fall short of the USDA's recommended 3 daily servings of low-fat or fat-free milk. A staggering number, given that milk is the top food source for 3 out of the 4 nutrients of concern. The nutrients that Americans are most lacking, including calcium, potassium, and vitamin D. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Adding fat-free milk to breakfast is an easy way to help increase your milk intake. Here's registered dietitian Holly Granger.
Fat-free milk is a great option with the same 9 essential nutrients as all other types of dairy milk, including B vitamins for energy, vitamin A for a healthy immune system, and bone-building nutrients. In fact, 1 8-ounce glass of fat-free milk has just 80 calories and 8 grams of high-quality protein, more protein than is in an egg. All milk, including fat-free milk, offers more nutritional value for your dollar than just about any beverage.
For more information and fat-free milk recipes, visit milklife.com.
Spring is finally here. Which activity would you rather do? Spring cleaning or spring travel? America's Best Value Inn is making your spring even better with a great deal. Save 15% when you book a room online and stay now through May 21st. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and clean up on our spring travel deal.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at powerfulproducts.com. That's powerfulproducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power. Power.
Top Radio Countdown. 19 past the hour. You're listening to an overview of the top topics, the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. We're working our way through the top 10 at number 8, Michael.
Yeah, number 8 is renewed Benghazi investigation. The story of Benghazi and whether or not the Obama regime or administration, more aptly put, is hiding things. And,
they're trying to make a big deal about this. The thing Mrs. Clinton said in some interview after this came after the vote, I think, this week, which was obviously heavily Republican, to have a special investigator looking at Benghazi. There's no new news there. It is what it is. And Mrs. Clinton says, okay, well, it's self-serving of her. Say, let's move on. But under the circumstances, it doesn't, let them make the political hay out of it. The real political hay, though, is going to be made over the discussion of health care and not whether Benghazi was a misstep for them. It's funny how they don't seem to have their, like we do, or you do especially, have our fingers on the pulse. These guys don't, because most people don't care unless you're a heavily partisan person. They're done. We're moving on from Benghazi.
You're right.
So, Gabunga. All right. So we'll have number 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1 in terms of discussion focus. What have you been most interested in on the News Talk radio station you've been listening to this week? Find out as we continue here on the overview of the hot hits in talk radio.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Continuing along now in our overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio this past week for the week of May 5th to the 9th, I'm Doug Steffen, working with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all kinds of things that are focused on the News Talk Radio industry. Michael also has a publication that is separate. It's all about the music radio world, although you have the same kind of thing. All of the publications that focus on the various formats always have sort of like what we have here, the top 10, right? Only the top 10 music at the other places. And that was really your idea when you first put this before me when you were doing it. You figured, okay, because you're from music radio, I'm from music radio, they all have these lists, why don't we do one for Talk, right?
Yeah, actually the whole concept of Talkers, which is almost 25 years old now, was drawn from my experience in the music radio world. I, in addition to many of the things that I've done in radio, I was one of the designers of the charts at Billboard magazine. I influenced their charts, the legendary publication Radio and Records. I was working on their charts, mm-hmm. and music charts are part of my background. So when I became involved in talk radio, it became apparent to me that this was a pop cultural thing, that this is not boring news journalism, but rather it's pop culture, mm-hmm. which is not to diminish its importance, but we kind of approached it in a pop cultural way. And what's more pop cultural than lists? People love
lists. Yep. Yeah.
You know, the number one, number two, number three. As a matter of fact, I resisted it at first. I said, this is not dignified. And the newspapers would come to me and go, but tell us, who is the number one talk show host?
Yeah.
I said, well, you know, it depends on, it's apples and oranges. You really can't compare certain people or certain stories, what's more important or more talked about. Because the boundaries between these things are kind of blurry. But newspapers and the press wanted quantifiable horse races, so we do it as best we can. But, you know, I have to be honest, doing this list that we're doing here, it makes me a little uncomfortable not to say this is an estimation. This is not something written in stone,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, where does Obamacare begin and the presidential election of 2016, you know, begin?
Yeah.
Or they all tie together.
Yes.
So it's just a guideline.
All right. There. So having said that, that's good. Let's get to number 7 on the countdown this week, the focus on the Russian aggression in Ukraine.
Yes. Now, do you want to go back to talk about how that affects us with our social media?
I think we were talking, for those of you who just joined us.
Did Putin tweet you?
No. What I find interesting, actually, is that Putin is going to travel to France for D-Day, and that has all of the, there's a lot of buzz on Twitter and Facebook about him going, basically, and up yours to the Western Europeans who are trying to get him to get out of Ukraine, and they figure he's isolating himself, but if he goes to D-Day, the anniversary of D-Day, what is that, how can they isolate him?
Yeah, well, I mean, if he celebrates D-Day, then he's drawing upon the fact that Russia was our ally in World War II.
Right.
So let's stop the Cold War here for a moment. Go back to World War II. We could be allies for a day.
Yeah.
Now we'll go back to this thing that's threatening to start World War III because Russia is involved with its neighbors.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is amazing, and it's so damn blurry.
Yeah, everything is
blurry. Our thinking is very blurry and muddy on this whole thing. And again, we can't get too deep into it, but
uncomfortable. You were talking about anxiety, what these things create, and the news media is the unindicted co-conspirator here because, and we talk about the news, that's what News Talk Radio is about, but we were earlier, not you and I, but in another arrangement, I was talking with the audience about how there really is no accurate news anymore. Everybody, you have so many people watching Fox, and that's one-sided. So many people watching MSNBC, that's one-sided. CNN's pretty one-sided. All the networks are pretty one-sided, and you listen to the stuff on the air. How do you know what's right? That's the thing that becomes part of the backdrop to all of this. We continue with our overview starting at number six in a few moments here with Michael Harris.
Top Radio Countdown.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 33 after the hour, as our review of the charts from Talkers Magazine continues here with Michael Harrison, publisher and editor at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, the leading trade publication serving the news talk radio industry. Dubbed the Bible of the talk radio industry by Businessweek magazine. And as technology and media has evolved to sort of come together, the Talkers publication has expanded to serve more of the media, the new media, the digital media, as we were talking earlier, trying to put together some of these stories as they relate to our pop fascination with communication. So, at number 10 this week, Donald Sterling and the case against him and other things on sports talk radio. At number 9, Ms. Rice, Condoleezza Rice, withdrawing from Rutgers and what that all means, coupled with the White House Correspondents' Dinner last weekend. A renewed investigation of Benghazi at number 8. The Russians in the Ukraine and Mr. Putin, what's going on with him. So, number 6, Michael, and up next here.
Yeah, Obamacare and criticism thereof, and actually that includes people defending Obamacare too, but most of the conversation on talk radio has been criticism of Obamacare, and I think we'll have that going on all the way through the next presidential election. Eventually it'll probably start fading and we'll live with Obamacare, which will evolve and become another factor of life.
There's a fellow that will probably become a pretty interesting, a very interesting candidate as the situation continues to focus on the election, which is one of our items to talk about in a few moments, is a fellow named Dr. Michael McFarlane, who has decided to run against Congressman John Yarmuth in Kentucky. He's a Democrat because of Yarmuth's support for Obamacare. Miners is I think he's either an oncologist or a GYN guy. I'm forgetting what his background is, but he's a legitimate MD, and he said, I never thought of politics before in my life, but my practice has been so affected by this negatively that people have urged me to run, and he said, I'm not necessarily a political guy, but in this circumstance, this is the issue This is going to affect more people than anything else in the future, immediate future of our country. So I'm going to run. And I bet you this guy stands. I've listened to him, Michael. You might be interested to find him. He's very articulate. I'll bet he's got a good chance in the Louisville, Kentucky area of bumping off John Yarmuth.
It's possible. He also might be out of touch. It might be that we're all out of touch and maybe most of the country is happy with Obamacare.
Really?
I'm not saying that's a fact.
I'm just saying
it's a possibility.
Yeah.
That you know, you look at the numbers, and sometimes the numbers are not coordinated with some of the comments you hear.
One of the things that this week was a subject matter of a number of talk shows, the people that certainly don't like the Democrats jumped right on the USA Today Pew Research poll that showed a poll of 1,500 people. A majority, I think it was 74%, said they were not happy with the direction the country was going in, and they would vote against, now that's what they say now, the incumbent, and most of this was in Democratic areas, so of course the Republican, the right-wing host jumping all over that, and again, whether it's right or not, time will tell, but certainly a focus of a lot of conversations.
I think a lot of people realize that it has nothing to do with who's the incumbent, but rather the system. And, meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Right.
No matter who we elect, it always seems it comes back down to the same policies and the same situation. And what it really comes down to, in my opinion, is the little guy is getting screwed by the big guy.
Well, no better example of that than the number five item this week on our countdown.
Mm-hmm. Households, lowest learner in contempt. What's your take on that?
Well, I think that she is guilty. I don't think very few people go to they plead the fifth. They're not trying to hide something or cover something up or protect themselves. And whether we give her the benefit of the doubt here, she doesn't deserve it. Her attitude is such that her body language, look at her facial expressions. If you really examine what she's about, and you understand her background, it had nothing to do with the IRS. She was completely a political appointee. And so as that, very easy to understand if somebody calls in the White House and says, get these guys, and she says, yes, sir, and does it. So now she's become a victim of the bus, if you will, thrown under it by people who have more important fish to fry.
She's a product of the system and a victim of the system. The system that we described before as being the underlying problem, no matter which party or which candidate gets elected.
So what do you think she's, in terms of pop culture issues, and it's easy for people to go after people. It seems sometimes it's easier to identify people as the target rather than issues. Do you find that to be the case?
Well, absolutely. And I think you summed it up perfectly. She's a scapegoat. Doesn't matter about her. As I said, she's a symbol of something larger, and she'll be forgotten, and the problem will, of course, continue. There'll be new Lois Lerners. There'll be new, cretins exercising their own personal political point of view or advancing their careers or being tools of the political machine that's supposed to be serving the entire public.
If not cretins, certainly Cro-Magnons or Neanderthals.
I basically, you scratch my surface, and I hold most of these people in contempt because I think it comes down to a lot deeper problems than just, ideology on a superficial level.
We've let them get away with things because we've been too comfortable, too easily bought off, too complacent when it comes to things like the Supreme Court rulings, giving all this advantage to people who have money in the political system. Just really just bad.
And ultimately, talking to me, I blame education and I blame journalism.
Yep.
I believe that the news, the press, reporters, journalists, editors, publishers, television news should be very separate from politics. This goes back to why I find the White House Correspondents' Dinner obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
I find it downright embarrassing.
Yep.
There shouldn't be a buddy-buddy relationship between the press and politics.
Nope. But you can't get a seat at the table. You can't get a seat. You know it as well as I do. We were talking about this last week in this very program, how you can't get a seat at the table anymore unless you suck up to the people in power, unless you're NBC, ABC, or CBS, or the Washington Post, New York Times, or LA Times. You don't get a seat at the table unless you suck up to Carney or whoever his cronies are in the White House press room. You don't.
Yeah, well, there you go. We have a long way to go before we truly are an enlightened, educated democracy you know, truth, justice.
Maybe we've been there and we're on our way back. All right, stand by. Numbers 4 to numbers 1. How about numbers 4, 3, 2, and 1? Coming up as we review the hot stories of the week with Michael Harrison here.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Did you know the average family throws away an estimated $2,500 of food each year? Want to save that money? Well, now you can with your own freeze dryer. Right, a freeze dryer from Harvest Right allows you to freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, even full meals, and save a bundle. Don't throw away leftovers. Freeze dry them with an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the amazing freeze dryer works. Again, that's HarvestRight.com.
Do you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on Earth? Most coffee at grocery stores or chains have USDA banned pesticides and high mold content. Seriously. We're proud to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Trying a pound free, you'll be buzzing to family, friends, colleagues, and more. Then 10% of future purchases benefit the efforts that we have to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need all around the globe via World Vision. And also to support my Eastley Farm. Just go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have NON24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for NON24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee. It's truly the best of the best. BuzzBox Coffee is a USDA organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown coffee, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Top 1% Arabica grade and more. 10% of future purchases helped by 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastley Farm. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound is free.
I travel for work during the week, and it's tough being away from home. But America's Best Value Inn treats me like family, with free internet so I can keep up with work and those back home. A continental breakfast in the morning, and instant rewards with the Value Club so I can save more money at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America. If you travel for work, go to americasbestvalueinn.com and discover the best value on the road.
The Top Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get back here. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. The final four listings, the stories we've been discussing, what the ramifications are for many of these stories, using pop culture, the connection to the pop media, and pop tools like smartphones. I will tell you, you'll laugh at this. I may have told you this earlier this week. I got a new Samsung Note 3.
And I was, what does that do?
Well, it's a smartphone that would, if I had bigger hands, be easy.
Bigger hands or smaller hands?
No, bigger hands, because I couldn't hold it and make it work using just one hand. You know, the smaller stuff you can use. I still have a flip phone, but I also have now procured, because I traded this thing in for a very small smartphone. The only trouble is that you can't do the digital thing very well because the keys are too small.
That's
but the rest of the stuff you can do.
We need to have smaller fingers.
That may
be
going
to happen.
Right.
And how evolution follows, you know, the environment.
Yeah, right.
We're going to start having babies born with lots of little narrow fingers so they can get right into those little narrow, you know,
keys,
buttons that you press.
All right, number four.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was just,
that's okay. We got 4 minutes. I got to get a minute a piece in all of these.
The Boko Haram kidnappings, which is just a frightening, chilling, scary, horrible story.
Yeah.
And at number three, we have the potential 2016 presidential candidate.
Another frightening, horrible story.
Talk about cretins. And the midterm elections that's coming up.
Right.
And should we move on to two?
Why not? This is
Monica
fun,
Lewinsky,
actually. Number two is
Monica
good.
Lewinsky stands up for her rights.
Right.
And in the Vanity Fair story, she feels that she has been abused by, we talk about pop culture and the media.
Well, and in terms of the feminist movement as well, she has some interesting insight, if you actually see the story, into what her relationship might have been with Mrs. Clinton. And what Mrs. Clinton's role in this as a feminist was, is really, actually, I think she's a very likable character. I think that she has come into a point, I mean, this is 14, she was 26 when it happened, she's 40 now, and it has basically impacted her life to the point where she can't go anywhere in peace, she can't hold a job, she's having a miserable life because of, she was there and available, but she wouldn't have been into this if it wasn't for Clinton's, you know, encouraging it. Bill Clinton.
Well, yeah, you know, but, you know, I hate this expression, but this really is apt. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, it isn't any deeper.
No.
It's just a colorful human interest story.
That's all.
My personal opinion, she didn't play it right. If she just came forth, you know, and said, hey, I was young, this is what happened, you know, blah, blah. People forgive, they forget. She could have parlayed it into a great career. She could have been a host on The View. You know?
Well, I think.
Management.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody didn't get to her.
I don't feel sorry for her. I'm sorry. I just don't. You know, she's no different than millions of other people. That story plays out in a million different permutations. Mm. And, you know, she could have parlayed it into something. She could have had a better life. I don't know. Maybe her life will yet be good. I wish her no harm.
Yeah.
We have climate change and new power plant regulations. And that ties into politics because climate and power have been politicized to the point that you don't know which way is up or down.
Right.
And you talk about a morass of complicated facts and subjects.
Well,
they all come under that umbrella.
Don't you think with a lack of credibility that most people have, again, going back to the Pew Research piece from USA Today earlier in the week, where most people just don't give, one of the reasons the Republicans are hopeful for the election results in midterm is because so many people have disdain for the current administration and the status of things because nothing is as it seems, as you just said. Now, is that any different than the George Bush years? Probably not. Maybe a little bit more underscored because the people that they used to get elected are the most disenfranchised now. And that group, they're the ones who complain most about what hasn't happened as a result of the promises that were made, not only during the election the first round, but the second time around when he made more promises that he hasn't kept. And so in this circumstance, he's basically just pandering to the people who got him elected. Look at the amount of money that we would spend for power plants under these suggestions, and look at who's donated to his reelection, and you come up with two and two equaling four.
Well, you solved it.
I know. Well, I solved it.
I was always under the impression 2 + 2 = 5.
Yeah.
Sometimes 3.
Yeah.
You know?
But there have to be, you know, we would ask our friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman, there's got to be a lot of legal challenges to all of this stuff. I mean, this thing becomes a can of worms.
Well, and that of course ties into a whole other problem, and that everything becomes a legal can of worms.
Yeah.
There's so much legalese and legal aspects and rules, regulations, and pages and pages and pages of minutiae
right.
that basically tie us up and make us have a lot of problems going
more
forward.
More
matters
bureaucratic stuff, and then it makes for great fodder for conversations on programs like this and the many other thousands and thousands of hosts. and good radio stations that are doing the news talk format around the country. That's why we're here with our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher here. I'm Doug Steffen.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman joins me, Doug Steffen, with some of the legal ramifications of some of the big news talk stories of the week. He has a law degree from Boston College. He has a general law practice specializing in estate planning. Done a lot of talk radio over his career. He's a full-time professor at, you know, I always get Bentley and Babson. I know you're Bentley. I've done some stuff at Babson this year.
That's our arch rival.
Oh, is it? Oh, my heavens. Yeah. Can't have that then. Well, then you should invite me to come over and teach some classes over in Bentley, because I've been invited to teach, and I have a couple times at Bentley. I mean, at Babson.
I would love you to come. And one of the I teach a sports and entertainment law class and a media media law class you'd be great at.
I would be, as a matter of fact. Maybe it's my next career or additional. I need something else to do. All right, so
you need something to do for your spare time.
All right, so our job here in the next few minutes is to overview some of the hot hits and their legal ramifications. The renewed Benghazi investigation, number 8 on the countdown this week. So what really, legally, is there to be done with this? Because pretty much all of the pap and circumstance, they say that's not a pop and circumstance, this thing has been vetted and talked about. There's nothing new here. The investigation is a lot of political baloney. But what really, who, if there was something to come out, or is there something now that's been made public, Steve, that could cause consternation? Is there somebody that can legally be held accountable for that malfeasance?
Yeah, I really don't think so. And this is, I think, if my calculations are correct, this is like the 8th congressional investigation into this. And, you know, even with new emails from the White House, they're really, it appears to be pretty much politically motivated. And no, there's, the accountability wouldn't be on a legal level. To me, it's just politics as usual.
Right. All right. Well, so not getting much legal out of that. Let's move into the Donald Sterling case. It seems to me that there are about 4 different legal actions, including his wife involved in it. He sues the NBA.
NBA.
I mean, they sue the woman that leaked it. I mean, all of these things, and yet there's another tape that shows up this week, having him blabbering on about the same sort of thing. So, who zooms who here? Illegal Zoom.
It is. I could do a whole semester's worth on that. Certainly there was illegal wiretapping and recording, but that's not something that you'll see in a courtroom, because no jury's going to award Donald Sterling anything.
Nickel. Right.
Donald Sterling, the actions that the NBA are taking against him do have merit, and a court would uphold the actions taken by the NBA against Sterling.
Really?
Issue is going to be, frankly, Sterling has been misreported in the press. It's not that he owns the Clippers. Mm-hmm. He is part of a trust that owns the Clippers. His wife is a part owner, and for them to take action against her, that really wouldn't be appropriate. And he does have a potential antitrust violation. If his wife were to file for divorce, that would put a freeze on this as an asset. It is just, it's a lawyer's dream and everybody else's nightmare, because like you said, there's lawsuit after lawsuit. But the good thing is a lot of lawyers will get paid a lot of money.
All right. So in terms of his being smart, he's a lawyer. Did he figure this? Do you figure he figured this would be a way to ultimately protect himself should he have gotten into some trouble? And is he sort of chuckling to himself that he was smarter than everybody else?
I don't think he planned this per se, but I do think that the manner in which he was owning the team through this trust was something that, in a worst case scenario, was going to give him some protection. Mm-hmm. And he is a shrewd enough character to have perhaps considered that.
Right. All right. Number one this week, the continuing focus on climate change and the government asking for, and maybe trying through executive order, to require new power plant regulations. What kind of challenges can the power industry bring against the administration or the government or whomever?
Yeah, I think the president is doing this as kind of a shot across the bow to get business to work with him, because it is very questionable whether the presidential order that he can make will have the effect of either a law or regulation, and it could be usurping authority from both Congress and the Environmental Protection Agency. So if he were to press this, I don't think it would hold up. And this is something that I think neither side wants to fight this out in court, so I think they'll probably come to some kind of accommodation.
All right. It'll be interesting to follow it through. That's what we're here to do. Advice and information legally from Stephen J.J. Wiseman.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.